We've forgotten what we're doing.
We've forgotten. Hello. Where are we talking about conspiracies?
I don't remember. What are we talking about?
Oh, I don't. It's been so long.
Well, it's been a long month hiatus, first of all.
Yeah.
Second of all, it's been a long time since we've recorded in the same room.
Ah, we're in the same room!
We are in the same room, y'all. Yay! I say y'all now.
Oh my god. I'm so southern. Oh,
so
my god.
Southern, you guys.
So I need to go like hyper-California to make up for it. Oh my gosh.
I expect a lot of hella. A lot of hella.
So much hella. Hella. Oh my gosh, so happy holidays, guys.
Happy holidays, Christmas, Kwanzaa. Yeah.
No matter what you're celebrating. Hanukkah, if you celebrate Easter in December, good on ya, you know?
It's your life. Do what you want to do.
Do what you want. You make the rules, man. Well, hi. Oh, my gosh. So we're celebrating. It's December. Mm-hmm. We got through at least part of the holidays. Yep. We just have a few more to go.
Just a few more to go. Because when this comes out, it'll be 10 days before Christmas.
Yes, it'll be tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, this comes out tomorrow. I have so much editing to do today. I don't think we've recorded this close to an episode airing ever before.
I don't think.
Maybe we have, but not in recent memory.
So you guys, we're almost coming to you live.
Yeah, just about. We are recording this the 14th, and I have to edit this and upload this to come out tomorrow.
So we'll make like Sammy and continue to date ourselves. That's a knee slapper, guys.
Oh,
I hope you slapped your knees too.
For so long. So
well. It is, so it's in the spirit of the holidays. We are also doing holiday-themed topics today.
Yes, we are.
And we need to flip a penny for our thoughts.
We need to flip a penny for our thoughts. Unless I could just give you the gift of going first.
Oh my gosh. Again?
You could, yeah.
Oh my gosh.
I go first often enough. I will give you the gift of going first.
You already gifted me with your presence.
I know, but I want to gift you more because you gifted me a free place to stay while I'm in town.
It's like a free Airbnb. I should make money. Hey, guys.
You gifted me a place to stay. You gifted me a ride from the airport. So, you know, the least I can do is gift you chocolate and the ability to go first.
I'll take it. Okay. I'll take it. All right. So it works out, though, because I am very excited to talk about my topic today. As usual, guys, right? Mm-hmm. We're usually very excited. But this one is actually has a pretty personal connection to me. Rather than discussing a conspiracy like we usually do, I'm going to talk about something that's a little more controversial.
Okay. So, ooh, we don't usually talk about controversial stuff. We're very careful.
I try to be. But this one, like, I do have a position on.
Okay.
And it's, you know, in the spirit of progression.
Right.
In the happy holidays.
Right.
So on my dad's side of the family, I'm a first generation American. Mm-hmm. His family came here to the States from Holland when my dad was a kid.
Okay.
And my Dutch heritage has always been a pretty important part of my identity, especially being tall, blonde, and fair skinned. It's the Dutch trifecta.
I don't think you can find anybody who looks more Dutch than you do.
It's true. Probably more Dutch people. But
yeah, well, maybe. I mean, you just need the wooden shoes, but you have those in your living room. So.
I do, because I celebrate this holiday that I'm going to talk about.
Yes.
So if you're not familiar with the Dutch, they're some of the kindest, most generous people that you could meet, and sometimes the most inappropriate. Mm-hmm. There's a no filter sometimes,
no.
But they are just some of like the most generous people that you could meet. They're very welcoming. And they're hilarious. They have a really great sense of humor.
Mm-hmm.
But that's why this topic is so polarizing to me, because the people who believe in this don't necessarily mean anything bad by it, but you'll quickly see the huge problem with it. Mm-hmm. In fact, I have very close family members who see no issue with this.
Okay.
And I'm not going to name names because I'm not going to call you guys out. But I do have people who believe in this. We're going to discuss the legend, lore, and controversy around the Christmas character Black Piet, or Zwarte Piet in Dutch.
Okay. And I'm guessing we're not talking about Black Piet from Mickey Mouse.
No. Okay. This is a little bit different character than that. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Although he was kind of problematic back in the beginning
That's true. Different kind of...
Different kind of problematic.
Although, it's kind of similar.
It's kind of similar.
So, okay. But to understand Black Pete, first we need to understand the Dutch Christmas, because it's a little bit different than right. what we know as, like, this kind of compiled holiday.
Right,
they
right.
celebrate it separately. So, yes. like, the Germanic Christmas is actually a little bit earlier in December, mm-hmm. and then the Nativity and the right. the rest is...
Well, because the Christian Christmas is actually based more around Yule.
Exactly.
And mm-hmm. winter solstice, because exactly. when...
Pagan tradition.
Well, yeah, because when Christianity came and, you know, kind of... did what they do, you know, and kind of like took over. They wanted a way to still be able to celebrate the pagan holidays, but in a more Christian way. So, because Jesus was actually born in like the spring or early summer, you know,
exactly.
So, but instead they just moved it to Yule so that they could still celebrate those hot, like the winter holidays, but with a more Christian overtone.
Just put it all together.
Yes.
Right. Yep. So the traditional Christmas we know today is actually largely based on the Dutch celebration of the holiday, including our more classic depictions of Santa mm-hmm. or Sinterklaas, which is based on the patron saint of children, Saint Nicholas.
Yes. Yeah. And we talked about him last year in our Christmas episode. So if you go back and listen to that episode, it'll kind of build you up for this one.
Exactly. So, but a little recap. St. Nicholas is a Greek bishop of Myra, or present-day Turkey. Mm-hmm. He's depicted with white hair and a full long beard. He wears a long red cape over a traditional white bishop's alb, and sometimes a red stole. And he has a red mitre and a ruby ring, and holds a gold-colored staff with a fancy curled top. We actually had a little Dutch Santa as our Christmas tree topper for the longest time. I think I still have it somewhere.
Oh, that's
but
cute.
But this is typically the
right.
Part
I mean, he
Dutch
kind of
tradition.
Looks like a bishop, you know.
Exactly.
He's got the little bishop hat and everything.
Exactly. So he also doesn't always come with a sleigh mm-hmm. in the Dutch tradition or a team of reindeer. He also has a white horse, which used to be called right. a Marigo until it was retired last year and replaced by the new horse called Oso Snell, or in English, Oso Fast.
Oh, that's cute.
It's a reference to a Dutch song about how Santa comes.
Okay, that's cute. Oso Snell.
Oso Snell.
Oso Snell.
Yeah.
Well, that makes sense, because Schnell in German is fast.
Exactly.
So that makes sense. Okay, cool.
He also has that damned naughty nice list in tow.
Oh, yeah, well, you know, he always does.
We're always on the naughty list.
You know, one thing
I don't even recognize the nice list.
One thing that's always bothered me is if Santa pays so much attention to being naughty and nice, you think he would have noticed all the reindeer picking on Rudolph.
You know?
And he didn't. He just let that happen.
He's a jerk.
It's like, it's
jerk.
Very selective about, you know, the naughty, nice thing.
He plays favorites.
Rudolph was only his favorite when he was convenient.
Exactly. How nice.
How nice.
Well, and also in Holland, we celebrate the Feast of Sinterklaas on the name day of St. Nicholas, December 6th.
Yes.
It's not the 25th. People place their traditional wooden shoes on their fireplaces and find them filled with little treats in the morning. It's kind of like your stockings.
Right.
Gifts are exchanged on the 5th and then the morning of the 6th. And it's a very sweet holiday based on the Christmas, basically the Christmas before Christmas.
Right. Yes.
There's also a parade in Holland. There's always a damn parade. Like, no matter what the holiday, no matter what the occasion, they're ready for a parade.
Europe
and it's full of flowers.
Big on the parades.
I love it. Just
yeah.
keep celebrating, guys. Santa also in Holland arrives on a boat. Usually in Amsterdam. The whole city is technically built below sea level. And so if you aren't familiar with their canal system and how it works, give it a Google. It's kind of cool.
Okay.
So we've kind of talked about and covered Santa, but there's also this character that we're pretty used to the Santa character.
Yeah.
Stuff, but there's also a helper of sorts that comes with him in Holland. And he's a jester by the name of Zwarte Piet, or in English, Black Piet.
Mm-hmm.
He's always black or dark complected with a bright red painted lips. And I could stop there and you'd be able to fill in the blanks, but we need to fill the rest of the hour.
Yep.
So Pete usually wears a brightly colored jester's outfit and mm-hmm. a dark curly wig under a medieval hat. And he's almost always depicted as a fool.
Right.
There are a few competing stories about how the character came about, but no one really seems to know for sure. But everyone thinks they have the right answer,
mm-hmm.
as usual.
Of course, yes.
Right?
Yep.
So Black Pete first appeared in print as the nameless servant of St. Nicholas in a book published in 1850 by Amsterdam schoolteacher Jan Schenkman. But the tradition appears to date back even further than that. Allegedly. This
right.
is where, kind of where they say that the celebration kind of seemed to amp up. But a lot of people who celebrate, say, the tradition dates back thousands of years.
Right. It's so. Just it wasn't widely celebrated until that year.
Exactly.
Gotcha. Okay.
At least that's kind of where history says that that was started to be documented, right. I guess, the way they celebrate it
now. My topic today has the same sort of issue.
Exactly.
So I get it.
So according to the famed European historian Helene Adeline Gerber and other historians, the origin of Sinterklaas and his helpers have been linked by some to the Wild Hunt of Odin in the era of the Vikings. Mm-hmm. While riding the white horse Sleipnir, he flew through the air as the leader of the Wild Hunt, accompanied by ravens, Hugnin and Munin. The helpers would listen at the chimneys that they visited and tell Odin about the good and bad behaviors of the mortals below. So that's kind of where the naughty and nice kind of initiated.
Right.
So that's where they tend to claim the thousands of years also, where that's where the tradition started.
Okay.
At least that's one of the throwbacks for the excuse for this tradition.
Right.
Also, according to a story by the Legenda Aurea, one of the miraculous deeds performed by St. Nicholas after his death entailed freeing a boy from slavery at the court of the Emperor of Babylon, delivering him back to his parents, which made no mention of the boy's skin color in the story, but over the course of the 20th century, narratives have started to surface that it claims Zwarte Piet was a member, was like a former slave who had been freed by the saint and subsequently became his lifelong companion.
Gotcha.
So that's another way that
explains like where he came from.
That's another version of the story.
Interesting.
But before I move on, though, have you ever heard of the Legenda Aurea? Because it's actually really cool and might be worth its own episode.
I don't think so.
It translates to the Golden Legend, and it was a collection of stories that was widely read in medieval Europe. More than 1,000 of manuscripts of texts have survived, and it was likely compiled around 1260. And it still exists.
I feel like that sounds familiar, but maybe not. You know,
I'll have to do an episode on it.
Yeah.
Or we'll have to cover it at some point, because it's super cool.
Right.
So anyway, he's usually depicted with this like really colorful dress, and it's based on the 16th century noble attire with a ruffled lace collar and a feathered cap, and usually has a bag full of candy for the kids, which they toss around at parades.
Okay, yeah, we've got.
That tradition is allegedly based on the ancient story of St. Nicholas saving three young girls from prostitution by tossing gold coins through their window at night to pay for their dowries.
Now, see, I did talk about that last year.
Exactly. So isn't that kind of a strange, like... It's like, how sweet.
Yeah. Right?
However, all of the legends and stuff that were written about St. Nicholas were written after he died. So none of it can be proved.
They were all posthumous. So,
In other stories, Zwarte Piet also carried a birch rod or a chimney sweep's broom made of willow branches used to spank naughty children. In fact, some songs mention naughty children being shoved into sacks by Zwarte Piet and taken back to Spain.
Mm.
Which is also... In the Dutch tradition of St. Nicholas, we don't celebrate him coming from the North Pole. He comes from Spain.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yep. It dates back to when the Moors would, and they were coming into Holland a lot.
Right.
And so it was actually used as kind of a slur to say, like, we're going to take you back to where they came from. Because originally, when you think about it, when we were calling on... Europe in general was colonizing other places. Rather, you know, first they have to depict the other as
savages
and demons, and they're bad, and they're, you know, they're evil, and we have to conquer. But then once they conquer, they have to convince you that they're harmless.
Yeah,
because they need them.
Yeah.
So that was kind of goes along with this a little bit of this story too.
The gift of problematic Santa.
Exactly.
Okay. Problematic.
Sorry,
Santa.
You're ruining your Christmas. Ultimately, though, the introduction of Zwarte Piet coincides with a change in the image of Sinterklaas. Prior to this, Santa was actually often pretty strict toward poorly behaved children and was something of a boogeyman rather than the holly jolly guy we know today. So they gave some of those negative punishing attributes to Black Pete, but both characters now have a gentle persona.
Gotcha. So they'll gently beat you with a broomstick.
Exactly. Exactly. It's both have been like tamed down into these really sugar-coated characters. If you want to be festive. So you can imagine, after a description like that, where a good portion of the issues lie with this. But first, I'll touch on why some people in Holland still agree with it and how they still celebrate the tradition.
So wait, I'm sorry. Sorry to interrupt. But when they celebrate it, are they doing blackface when they celebrate this?
Yep.
Okay. Yep. Yeah, I figured.
In fact, I find it interesting. In one a couple articles that I found, that for the most part, like I said, the Dutch trifecta is tall, blonde, and exactly. fair-skinned, right? However, even in the tradition, people who are black that do still celebrate this will also do blackface.
So they darken their own skin. Like, they're already black and they darken themselves up
exactly.
to play this blackface character.
Exactly. So, but I haven't found any pictures of people that it's like, oh, well, that's clearly like a black person. That actually is more often than not you find white people celebrating this.
Right. Oh, that's...
Yeah.
Ugh. That's interesting.
Yeah.
Not in a great way.
And the people... And it's... However, the country is making strides toward this. And I will get to that.
Okay.
But,
yes.
Actors who participate in the parades are usually dressed in vibrant, colorful clothing and spend hours in the morning preparing for the parades by applying blackface, red lipstick, and large golden earrings.
Okay.
They see absolutely nothing wrong with it. And in fact, sometimes they say that they're doing this for the black community, but they don't really seem to be listening because there is a large group of protesters that do not agree with this.
I don't doubt that one bit.
Yeah. Those participants also tend to claim that they're doing this for the children of the black community, but many kids report being taunted, teased, and compared to Santa's little demon. And if they're compared to the buffoon with that kind of venom, how is that a good thing for kids?
Yeah, that's not helping anybody.
Exactly.
Okay.
One theory proposed by Carl Meissen says that Zwarte Piet is and his equivalents in Germanic Europe were originally presented as more enslaved demons forced to assist their captor, and these chained and fire-scorched demons may have been developed as black-skinned humans during the early 19th century in the Netherlands in the likeness of Moors to work as servants for Saint Nicholas. So that's...
It just keeps getting worse.
I know. It's just...
I keep getting like... I'm like, oh, it can't possibly get worse than this. And then it's like, oh, now I'm really uncomfortable.
Exactly. Sorry, lots of awkward laughter in this episode.
Yeah. Yeah, we're not laughing because this is funny. This is definitely nervous laughter.
Exactly. In 2011, a man named Jerry Afrije and Quincy Gario founded the Zwarte Piet is Racism campaign.
Uh-huh.
They had reported having bananas, eggs, and racist slurs thrown at them with Nazi salutes and racist white power symbols.
Oh, God.
So it takes a turn. Like, there are, I'm not trying to claim that all people who celebrate as Zwarte Piet as vicious racists.
Yeah, they're not doing it.
They're not doing this violently.
Yeah.
They're usually just depicted as kind
of
goofy people.
Out of tradition, not out of spite, but there are people that do it out of spite.
The violence does occur on occasion. The opposing groups do go at it from time to time, though. With tensions rising all over the world, things are getting violent. In November of 2017, a group of anti-Piet demonstrators were prevented from attending a demonstration during a nationally televised celebration in the town of Dokkum after their vehicles were blocked on the highway by pro-Piet demonstrators, 34 of whom were later charged and found guilty.
Oh, boy. Okay.
Yeah. However, there have been compromises. It's clearly still happening in Holland, though, and they're pretty attached to this tradition, but the country has started to make some changes in a few cities.
Okay.
One compromise was the introduction of Sooty Piet. Instead of referring to Black Piet as a Moor or dark-complected demon, they've shifted the narrative to ditch the curly wig and earrings and make the black on his face soot from traveling through the chimney. So rather than wearing a complete blackface makeup, they wear the same costumes and wear soot on their faces to toss candy to kids.
That's a step in the right direction.
It is. You'll see, let's see, there's a, I'll show you, this is the alternative.
Okay, that's much better, because it's just a dirty face.
Because that's what they used to do.
Oh, God.
Yes, I'll post these pictures on Instagram, too.
We need to post, like, a trigger warning with these pictures on Instagram, because, yes, these are it's leaps and bounds better. Because yes, it definitely, it goes from literally blackface to just a white person with soot on their face in different splotchy places. So that's infinitely better. But
exactly.
Oh boy.
But you'll see though that even, you know, because this is a tradition, it's so different in the way that, because we saw this year in Canada, mm-hmm. Justin Trudeau was called out for his Halloween celebration right. in blackface.
Yes, I forgot about that.
Obviously, very inappropriate.
Yes.
But, and he was torn down several notches, obviously.
Yep. Yep.
And there was a comment made a couple years ago. It was in 2014, the Dutch prime minister, he controversially said, I'm going to pull up a little soundbite here for okay. you. He said this, and it was controversial because obviously there have been protests brewing up about this for a while.
Right, yeah.
But he wasn't torn apart like Justin Trudeau was.
Okay.
And then on the issue of Black Pete, you're exactly true there too, because what I said is that Black Pete is black, and I cannot change that because the name is Black Pete. So...
Well, on October 22nd, 2013, the Netherlands Institute for Human Rights stated that the Dutch St. Nicholas blackface character, Black Pete, is a racist part of the holiday because it confirms negative black stereotypes.
And I think we're in a nuclear security.
I simply do not agree. This is an old children's tradition, Sinterklaas and Zwarte Piet, Black Pete. And it is not Green Pete or Brown Pete, it is Black Pete, so I cannot change that. Mm-hmm. This is an old tradition. And I can only say that my friends in the Dutch Antilles, they are very happy when they have Sinterklaas because they don't have to paint their faces. And when I'm playing for Black Pete, I'm for days trying to get off the stuff on my face.
So, in a country where your prime minister even believes, you know, there's nothing wrong with this.
Right, right.
You can see where the compromise has been really, really hard to get even where we are now.
Right. Like, and I saw something recently that it kind of pointed to a lot of these countries, their racism is so long. It stems from a place so long ago, you know, like literally centuries ago, that it's like it's not seen quite as bad, I guess, as it is here in America, where our racism is comparatively so much more recent. You know, like slavery in our country was within the last, like, you know, 200 years. It was very recent, where it's like a lot of these countries, their racism comes from a place that's like 600-700 years ago, you know, and it's not seen quite as heavy as it is for us here because it's not as recent for them.
That, and in a lot of cases, the people went, like, you've go on vacation, and there's like an equivalent to our tropical vacations down in Africa.
Right.
So it's not in your country, it's where you vacation.
Right.
So there's kind of a little bit of a removal.
Right. Yeah, there's that disconnect.
Yeah, exactly. But like I said, these people don't mean this as an intentional, harmful thing necessarily, not in all cases.
No. And I mean, it doesn't make it right, but I mean, it's definitely, you can see that it's coming from a place of tradition. And
but even racism can be a part of tradition, but that doesn't make it right.
It doesn't make it right. Yeah. No, absolutely not.
Exactly.
So
in 2015, a department store chain actually also opted to replace their holiday displays featuring Black Pete with a gold skin version instead.
Okay.
So that was another way that they tried to compromise.
Right.
One in three Dutch schools have completely done away with the character or significantly altered it, like mm-hmm. with the Sooty Pete compromise.
Right.
However, last year, several members of a production crew refused to work with Dutch broadcasters' national televised celebration of the main
Black
parade.
Pete. Okay.
Because the character was so altered.
Oh.
Yeah. They were like, we're not doing this. This isn't the tradition. We're not even going to be a part of this.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. So this has really split the country.
Exactly. And there's quite a divide. And it really boils up, obviously, around this time.
Of course.
Yeah. But the national parade this year out of Amsterdam did celebrate with Sooty Pete, and it was televised and everything. And then 25 parades next year have agreed to adopt the character too.
Okay. Well, that's a step in the right direction then.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's my kind of overview of Black Pete and this character.
That's
very controversial,
really
very polarizing in the country. It's another one of those situations. You can't tell somebody you're not hurting them, you know?
Yeah, yeah. You can't tell them not to be offended by something, you know? It's...
And their argument tends to be, you know, we have so little left. Why are you changing our tradition? But that's how we compromise. That's how we create new traditions.
Yeah.
And that's how we, you know, learn to live together as a society.
Yeah, yeah. So. Well, I mean, you know, once again, Christmas, the way we celebrate it in general, was a compromise.
And has evolved.
Yeah. It's evolved so much over the century. I mean, now it's barely about Christian traditions. It's more just about buying presents and stuff like that.
Exactly.
You know, so it's just, if we can't compromise the things that are bad, then, you know, why do we even have the holidays anyway? You know, it's like we need to be willing to get rid of the things that are wrong about them and embrace the things that are good about them.
Exactly.
You know, it's not that hard. So
that's my controversy rather than a conspiracy this time. I hope you learned something new and Google it.
I definitely learned something new. That was really interesting. So
we're going to take a break.
Yep. And then we'll come back and we'll talk about my sort of cryptid, sort of mythical creature.
We're doing it different.
We're doing a little different today. So we'll be right back. So we had a good little break.
We did.
I had a great little break. I had to use the bathroom, so that makes it great for
I'm
me.
Glad. I'm glad.
Okay, so it is the holiday season, and nothing says holidays like being predictable and delivering a gift of doing exactly what is expected of you.
Oh, well.
Which is why for our holiday episode this year, after covering Santa last year, I'm going to do the obvious thing and cover the quote-unquote cryptid known as Krampus.
Oh, hey.
Yes.
Nice transition.
I know. I tried. I really tried. Like, that was kind of pushing it, but, you know, whatever. So the origin of Krampus is widely disputed. Like I said, it kind of ties in with yours as far as the, you know, it's hard to pinpoint exactly when it came about. So it's very widely disputed. The name Krampus, though, comes from the German word Krampen, which means claws, which is ironic because Santa Claus, but it means claws as in C-L-A-W-S.
Interesting. I didn't know that.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. Yeah. Most historians and anthropologists think that the story may predate Christianity, which doesn't really surprise me. Like we talked about in your segment, you know, Christmas is just a very weird amalgamation of Christian and pagan traditions. So, some legends claim that he is the son of Hel, the ruler of the dead in Norse mythology. Mm. Another possible connection is to a story from 2,000 years before Jesus would have been alive, and is about the creature named Enkidu, who was created by the god of creation, Aruru, from clay and saliva.
Wow.
Yeah.
Ew.
Yeah. another possible connection is from 1250 AD from a Norwegian tale entitled The King's Mirror, which features a wild man covered in hair. However, much of the Krampus we see today seems to be kind of a blend of pagan traditions from northern regions of Europe and some symbolic depictions of the devil from Christianity.
I see.
So just more of the amalgamation of Christianity and paganism.
Hmm.
So, Krampus is usually depicted in many different ways, but there are some common characteristics that you'll see across all of them. He's covered in fur, like head to toe, that's either brown or black. He has
kitty.
No, not really. Bad kitty, maybe.
Bad kitty.
He's got cloven hooves, like a goat, goat horns, fangs, long pointed tongue that's perpetually sticking out. So it's like he's always, you know, got his tongue hanging out, lolling about. Depictions of him post 17th century, so after the 1600s, He's portrayed with chains said to symbolize the Christian church binding the devil. He carries a bundle of birch branches from his time as a pagan symbol, which he uses to beat naughty children. Some depictions even go so far as to replace the birch branches with an outright whip. You know, so season's beatings. And then he also carries a bag or a basket on his back, kind of like Santa does. But he uses this for stealing naughty children away to either be beaten, drowned, or taken to hell.
Oh, we need one of those over here. Oh, my gosh.
I mean, they really didn't hold any punches. They're just like,
clean
if
house.
You're naughty, it's not like you're naughty, you get coal. It's you're naughty, you're either going to be beaten, drowned, or you're going to go straight to hell.
Yes. Just done. You're done. If you're naughty, you're done.
It's just, I mean, they have no sympathy for, you know.
No redemption.
Yeah, just none. It's that makes me uncomfortable. But so, okay, as far as sightings go, since Krampus is definitely more of just a mythological creature, not really based on sightings or history like Santa Claus was, I had to really grasp at straws to get sightings for Krampus.
Yeah.
You know, like Santa, I managed to get sightings. I don't know how, but I managed. Because, once again, Santa's at least somewhat very loosely based on a real person.
Yeah. Yes.
You know, and then things like Bigfoot, the Loch Ness Monster, there are reported sightings where it's like Krampus, not so much.
He's just a threat.
All.
He's like an ethereal
he's
threat.
He's a boogeyman. Yeah. You know, very much so. But I did find two quote-unquote true sightings that I got from Reddit.
Oh.
So
those Redditors, yeah. Sometimes.
I know. So it's like this thread or this subreddit was definitely advertises only true stories. Not like No Sleep or something like that where it's like you're supposed to suspend disbelief and pretend they're true stories. Right. This sub specifically said this is true stories only. So... I'm going to take it with a grain of salt, but these people claim to have seen Krampus. So this first one is entitled, or it just went by the title, My Krampus Encounter. And the Redditor was Bugs Da Redneck or Bugs Daredneck. Bugs Da Redneck. Yeah. Sorry. And I had to clean this up a little bit. He used a lot of strong language and bad grammar.
What
so,
a scholar.
Yeah. So I fixed a lot of grammar and a lot of strong words.
Just comes with one giant sick.
Yeah, yeah. That's what sick means?
Yeah.
I've always wondered.
Correction. Yeah, correction by the editor, I guess.
I did not. I've always wondered what that meant, so now I know. I learned another thing new today. So, it was Christmas of 2014, and it was the night of Christmas Eve. During this time, my mama's boyfriend wouldn't celebrate it like your normal family. We would usually just get stoned or drunk off my dad's cannabis and or my mama's boyfriend John's Happy Jack, as he'd like to call it. So this is like
party time.
Yeah, I guess. Now, I know what you will all say. You were probably tripping off whatever was in that weed or were just too drunk. But I assure you that's not the case. For anyone that smokes weed out there, then y'all know what it's like to be stoned off your butt. You don't hallucinate. Trust me. As for the homemade alcohol, it was just some average homemade wine. Also, I would like you to keep in mind I was only 14.
Okay, cool. Oh God. Oh my Don't God. Worry. Oh, Santa.
I know.
Oh, I mean, Santa.
This person definitely, there's a reason he saw Krampus.
Oh.
Straight to hell.
I was going to make a joke about green, like... That they can save money on their Christmas decorations by skipping the red and white, but Jesus Christ, he's 14.
Should not be drinking or smoking weed at that age. But you know,
okay, continue. Okay.
Immediately follows it up with, so don't judge. No one's perfect.
Oh, not judging, just
disappointed,
shocked.
So, my mom, Mama, and little brother had already turned in for the night, leaving the three of us guys sitting by the fireplace in the living room. Now, where I lived back then, you could just visualize a normal suburban kind of style neighborhood, and guess what the setting of this story took place? So basically just kind of picture a normal suburban neighborhood in 2014, which is only 5 years ago. One thing I can say, though, is it wasn't exactly a cul-de-sac. But back to the matter at hand, here we were all sitting by the fireplace when all of a sudden we heard a loud bang against our ceiling right above where we were sitting.
There arose such a clatter.
There arose such a clatter, I guess. We all looked up and then at each other as if we were all asking one another if we heard the same thing or not.
We rose from the bedroom to see what was the matter.
This is just a weird stoned version of, like, the Christmas rhyme.
Continue.
Okay. being the wise guy that John is, he said, "Hey guys, I think Jeepers Creepers is coming for us," which is, you know, a horror movie. We all laughed and then returned to doing what we were doing before as if nothing happened. After a while of sitting in that exact spot right in front of the blazing hot fire, my face could bear it or couldn't bear it anymore. So I decided to sit on the couch that was right beside the huge living room window. For some reason, I had the sudden urge to look outside. Today, I regret it still and probably always will. I saw thick blankets of snow, a random snowman in our front yard, and in front of that was a very tall, dark-shaped figure. At first, I wasn't paying any attention to the black figure. I was trying to figure out how the heck we went from not even an inch of snow to at least 6 inches. I looked around, and the neighbor's yard was the same as before. It struck me as odd, but I decided to start paying attention to the black figure that was now closer to the house than he was before. I just, you know, I guess I should pay attention to that weird black figure standing there.
It's moving closer to me, and, like, it made a snowman in my front yard.
I mean, to be fair, weed does slow down your reaction times.
This is true. Not that I would know, but, you know.
From what I've read.
Yeah.
But now I could see his face illuminated from the living room light. I stared at that thing for at least 5 seconds before I started analyzing its face. Once again, slow reaction times. He had a dark, wrinkly, dead-looking face and a bright white beard that seemed dirty and unkempt. For better words, he looked like an evil Santa Claus. I yelled for Dad and John to come to the window and look outside.
Dad! John! Come look outside!
As soon as they looked out the window, I could tell they've noticed everything I've noticed just by seeing the expression on their faces. Dad took off yelling about getting a gun, and John did the same.
Get a gun!
So American. Let's go get the gun. When they returned, Dad held in his hand a .22 revolver and John a 12-gauge shotgun. You can tell this is in the South. Like, just easily. I mean, you know.
You know.
Very easily. They started stumbling, trying to load their weapons as I pulled out my pocket knife I had bought just a days before.
Brought a knife to a gunfight. That was your first mistake.
I mean,
you're 14, though, so.
Yeah, so. I just didn't want to be the odd one out without a weapon. I don't really think a pocket knife's a weapon, but, you know, against a supernatural creature that can drag you to hell for being naughty, but, you know.
It'll do.
He tried. As I whipped out the blade and looked back up, it was gone. Dad was at a loss and asked me why I wasn't keeping an eye on the darn thing, but I just ignored him looking back out the window. Everything that was there before was gone, except for the snowman that had already started to melt. I don't know. But I noticed a stick jabbed out of the side of the snowman's head, and attached to it was a piece of paper. When I noticed this, I rushed out to the front while Dad and John were rambling on about it not being safe, which that's fair. I pulled out the stick and began to read as Dad and John ran up behind me and pulled me inside. Dad looked at my face and then the note and he said, "What the heck is that?
The heck is that?
The heck is that?" That was where I had to change some strong language.
Oh.
I started to read
your
it.
Language.
I know. I started to read it once more out loud this time. It read, "Cherish those little moments while you still have them. They will not be there forever. You all got lucky this year, but I will be back if you do not get the concept of what Christmas and life is all about." Dad threw the note in the fireplace and ran to get Mom and little brother up, while John had already been trying to get Mama up, while I sat on the floor in front of the fireplace.
So Krampus shops at Hallmark. Got it.
Right. Like, that's definitely, like, a Hallmark movie kind of, you know, cherish these moments while they last. Be warned, I'll be back next year,
Mr.
sort of thing.
Mr. Scrooge!
Right? Like a Ghost of Christmas Past. Or Future. One of the three.
All of them.
I sat there for a good minute in a trance-like state before Dad shook me out of it. We all started to explain what had happened, but they strangely didn't hear the loud bang on the ceiling. Like, I figured they didn't believe us. John and I picked on Dad for throwing the note in the fire for days after that. It's currently 2017 when this story was written, and no sign of him yet. Dad and Mom are no longer with us, and I have since moved out of that house. Christmas is coming up, and I'm scared just like every Christmas from that point on. I just hope he decides not to come back for me.
Oh, my. Oh, my.
That's something. Okay, so the next story is just entitled Krampus by Redditor DirtyCavMain420.
Nice.
Nice. This is why I don't, like, I've had people ask me, why don't you go to Reddit for more stories? This is why.
This is why.
This.
Do you see what you did? This is your Christmas gift.
This is
why. This is your fault.
Merry Christmas, season's beating.
This is your fault.
So we go from a problematic Santa to season's beating. This is just great. This is where we're at. Okay. My family was never much into the holidays, which is just, it always seems like Krampus stories are... My family doesn't like Christmas, so Krampus comes to beat some Christmas into you.
Here's your serving of Christmas, hell's bells.
Enjoy this holiday or else. Or else. Oh.
Get out. You're done. Go back to Mississippi. I don't have to deal with this when you're not here.
I'm so sorry. You do have to deal with it. I'm so sorry. Christmas or else. Okay.
I take it back. Everything I said about you being a great house guest.
I know. I just ruined it. I'm so sorry. Okay. My family was never much into the holidays. I wouldn't quite say we were atheists, but we certainly never celebrated any religious holidays. I was probably the only one that had any faith. My grandparents were Catholics, so I would go to church with them all the time when I was young, until I was 13, when they died to a drunk driver who got off the hook because his father was rich and probably bribed the judge.
Oh.
But I'm getting off topic. After this, I renounced God, saying, if God were kind, why would he let this happen to me and to my family? That Christmas, I didn't decorate a tree. I didn't write a letter to Santa, and I didn't pray. All I did was get severely depressed. It was Christmas Eve, and I was on my PlayStation, raging at a game, and decided it was time for bed at 11:30. So I headed upstairs and took sleeping medication. Now, when I'm on my medication, I sleep like a rock, so needless to say, when I suddenly jolted awake at 12:30 in the morning, I was confused. I lay in my bed for about 30 seconds until I heard a crash in my living room. I grabbed my metal baseball bat next to my bed, which is, personally, that's my home security. I have an aluminum baseball bat next to my bed.
Good to know when I break into your house to avoid you in your bedroom.
Yeah.
And your metal baseball bat.
Yep, yep. I also have, like, a thing programmed with Alexa. Where I tell her, Alexa, intruder alert, and she'll turn all the lights red in my house.
I love it.
And turn the volume up to 10, and it'll play, like, the Imperial March from Star Wars.
That's brilliant. That's brilliant. I love it.
Because, I can't really afford, like, Brinks Home Security, because that's expensive.
Gotta make an entrance.
Yeah. So, I just scare them off that way, and I'll just come out screaming out of my bedroom with my aluminum baseball bat.
And Sammy continues to date himself.
This is why I'm single, y'all. This is why I'm single. I had to throw in a Backstreet
Boys. Krampus is going to take me back to Spain.
Yeah. He'll take you back. Well, I'm not Spanish, but I'm Italian. Anyway, I grabbed my metal baseball bat next to my bed and started down the stairs. For some layout, my house is two stories with a basement. The ground floor was open with a kitchen, a laundry set, and a family room. Upstairs is a long hall with my parents' room, sister's room, bathroom, storage room along the hall, and at the end is my room. So after I creep down the stairs, I don't know why I needed that. I didn't need it.
Didn't.
But anyway.
Cool.
So now you can picture this guy's house and go rob him.
Yep.
Because now you know where his bedroom is.
And Sammy's too.
No, you don't know what my floor plan looks like. I have not expressed that yet. But this is not my floor plan, nor is this my story. So
continue.
I know. I'm so bad about getting off track this episode. So after I creep down the stairs, I notice a bright green-blue neon light. Almost like a Christmas tree, but that can't be possible. I knew there was no way. Well, I was wrong. I turn off the stairs slowly and quietly to not alert a potential intruder, and what I see made me shriek. What I saw before me was a 6-foot goat-like creature, but humanoid. It wore an old cloak and those fingers. God, those long, skinny, sharp nails. The second I screamed, I heard running from upstairs, and then he almost floated up the chimney. What he left behind me scares me to this day. There was a green and gold box with a red bow. Inside was a note. Dear child that saw me. So he apparently just instantly made this perfectly written note appear.
So he can make a note appear, but he can't figure out the kid's name? Well, maybe it is Reddit. I guess you don't say username. So.
Yeah, I guess. But dear child that saw me, you cannot renounce me, especially now you know that I exist. And in the box, or in the bottom of the box, was a bell. It was about the size of a black walnut, but rust gold in color. And written on it was one word, Krampus.
Ooh.
My parents called the police, but of course they couldn't do anything about it. I'm now 15, and it took... Somebody who was under 15 was on sleeping medication. That concerns me. Sorry. I am now 15, and it took a year and a half of therapy to help me live with this. I have since started to go to church and celebrate religious holidays. I literally had Christianity scared back into him.
Oh boy.
Sorry. I am really not staying on track.
Oh boy.
I'm so sorry, you guys. So I am the only one, though. My family didn't believe me, and ever since we've grown further apart, it's only a matter of time until it returns for my family, and when that day comes, I won't shed a tear. So this person just, that's a really dark ending. He's like, my parents didn't believe me about Krampus, so I hope he drags them to hell.
I hope he comes for you. Good God.
Like that's really vindictive.
Oy.
To be like, you didn't believe me about seeing this mythical creature.
They called the cops for you.
And paid for your therapy. Like, so it's like, but, you know, they didn't believe you, so I hope he comes and gets you.
They got a note, and they were like, oh, we need to call
the police. That does sound like the sort of thing an edgy 15-year-old with 420 in his Reddit name would come up with.
This is true.
So I'm not surprised. To wrap things up, I'm just going to talk a little bit about the holiday that Krampus is celebrated. As Tessa told us in the first segment, in Europe and the Netherlands, Christmas is not traditionally celebrated on the 25th. It's celebrated on the 6th of December. Now, in recent years, they've started also celebrating the 25th just because that's become kind of a universal holiday.
A lot of countries do, yeah. Especially when, you know, we're so global in general.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
A lot of our holidays are kind of becoming international in general.
Exactly. But they still celebrate St. Nicholas Day on the 6th. It's called the Feast of St. Nicholas, and it's celebrated in parts of Europe on the 6th of December. But the previous evening, December 5th, is called Krampusnacht, which is Krampus Night. The wicked, hairy devil appears on the streets, and the way they celebrate this is more parades.
Of course. There's always a parade.
Always parades in Europe. They really love their parades.
Love them. I'd love to see a European parade. That'd be amazing.
Right? They look really festive.
Yeah.
Sometimes he even accompanies St. Nicholas in the St. Nicholas parade because they have 2 days of parades. So the saint usually appears in the eastern rite vestments of a bishop, and he carries a golden ceremonial staff. Unlike Northern American versions of Santa Claus, though, St. Nicholas only concerns himself with the good children, and Krampus is there for the bad ones. And adults will literally dress up in these terrifying Krampus demon costumes and go around and just like bully and, you know, torment children in the streets, you know, and like chase them around with switches. It's super weird. You can look up pictures. Actually, I'll post some pictures on the Instagram. Some of the costumes are really terrifying. Like,
so our first post on Instagram is in a long time is going to be a little dark.
It's going to be blackface and demons.
Sorry.
I'm so sorry. There will be a trigger warning.
Yes.
Label before any of those pictures that if you want to see, you are acknowledging that we are acknowledging
yes.
that, you know, this is not great. But yeah, so St. Nicholas dispenses gifts and Krampus supplies coal and rutin bundles, which are, you know, bundles of switches mm-hmm. and sticks that are used to beat Christmas spirit into the children.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. So that's Krampus.
Yay! Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas, you guys. We've terrified you, probably.
Controversies and terrifying legends. That's what you're here for, right? I mean, at least you've enjoyed the last hour.
They kind of are here for this.
Yes.
Just our ratings numbers have shown that they are definitely here for this.
Yes, continue to be here for this, because we'll be here for this next year as well.
Yep. So that wraps up season 3.
Yay!
We will be back January 15th. So there's going to be another month between the next episode. Just once again, you know, we've got, we're celebrating Christmas coming up. Yep. So we've got that coming up and then New Year's. So it's like, it's just easier for us and probably for all of you guys as well to not have to worry about catching up on what we're doing. So
just hang in there.
We will be back January 15th with season 4. It's crazy that, you know, as of this episode, we've got 34 hours of content to listen to.
Yeah.
So if you haven't listened to us before, you do have a lot of catching up to do over the holidays.
And we will be back. We will be right back.
And we've got fun little surprises for you in the next season.
We sure do.
That is all I'm going to tease because we're really excited about this.
We are.
We're really switching things up. It's going to be fun.
It's going to be really, really fun. And we are very excited to share. So we hope you guys have a great holiday season with your families. And please, you know, send us nice notes. We will send nice notes back.
Yes.
Because we love hearing from you guys. And
Email us or message us on like Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter. And just, you know, reach out to us. We will always respond back because, you know, I have more time on my hands than I liked. Oh, we also should, let's put out New Year's resolutions since, you know, we won't have a New Year's episode.
Absolutely.
So my New Year's resolution, at least as far as the podcast goes, is I am going to be better about posting on our social media.
Oh, wow. Okay. There it is, guys. It's commitment.
Because it's commitment. I know I've been slacking. And I'm so sorry.
This entire season's been posted.
Yeah. Like, I mean, you know, I've been, like, with the move and everything, I completely spaced about everything.
It happens. It happens. Me too. I mean, hey, I'm another person too. And let's see. I'm going to resolve. I'm going to resolve not postpone all of our recording days by one day because I haven't written my script yet. I'm going to be more on time.
So you're
going
to resolve to not procrastinate your script.
Exactly. Okay. That's what I'm going to do.
All right. So there we go. That's our resolutions. Tess is going to be less procrastinating and I'm going to actually post on social media more. So.
Deal. Well, I hope you guys, we want to know what your resolutions are too. So please send those to us.
That's our little thing to get you to interact with us. Tell us your New Year's resolutions.
Yeah.
We would be happy to hear that.
Let's start this next year off strong. Let's be safe. Don't drink and drive. And I think we're done with our soapbox.
Yeah. Be safe. Don't drink and drive. And don't forget, Big Brother is watching.
Thank you so much for joining us for another episode of Conspiracies and Cryptids with Sammy and Tessa. Don't forget to check out our website, www.conspiriesandcryptids.com, for more episodes and other information.
And if you're really enjoying what we're doing, check out our Patreon at patreon.com/cryptipod. That's CRYPTIPOD. There you can find different ways to support us and get some awesome goodies along the way.
While you're at it, you can also find us on all of your favorite social media platforms like Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. That's any one of those at Cryptopod.
And if you're enjoying our podcast, please think about leaving us a 5-star review on iTunes. Leave us 5 stars and a nice little blurb about why you like us. It helps us to gain some traction and find some new listeners.
And while you're at it, don't forget to tell your friends, because our friends are your friends.
And don't forget, Big Brother is watching.